pride, passion, and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour 3 Podcast.
This might be college football heaven.
We are back. The second half of the show is live and underway, and we thank all of you for being here. We'll head to Auburn in a few minutes and find out what's happening with the Tigers. We've already gone to Los Angeles to get the latest on Alabama's game, which is only, what, four and a half hours away from tipping off. Tennessee plays tomorrow night against Creighton. We were visiting with Pat Forty in Detroit about that. Let's get back to our calls. And Lee is up next in Cincinnati. Hello, Lee.
Hello, Paul. Thanks for taking my call. And I want to start off by saying a couple days ago, you had an individual named Kevin call in. I think his mom helped him out because he had Down syndrome.
Right.
I just want to say how impressive and how inspirational that call is. And that should show you just how much you touch so many different people from so many different walks of life and so many different levels. And so I just want to just give a shout out to Kevin because I thought that was really, really great that he called in.
Well, thank you for saying that. Yeah, I'm glad to hear that.
But at the task at hand, with Alabama tonight against the Tar Heels, I think that North Carolina is probably going to be the toughest competition they may play. And if they do beat the Tar Heels, I think they've got a shot at winning it all, even though they don't have as good a team as they did last year overall, per se. I was just wondering what your opinion was on if they had a chance to win tonight, and if so,
yeah,
I am in agreement.
I think tonight is the game they have to win. It will be the toughest game. I mean, North Carolina is not invincible. They've lost a few games. Obviously, they got knocked out. They lost to NC State in their own tournament, but they are a very complete team, and I think that's the scary part tonight.
Well, that's true, but if Alabama can find a way to beat them, then
yeah.
Like,
oh no,
like
I think if Alabama
said,
wins this
that,
game,
that's going to be their toughest game.
Yeah, well, it'll be the toughest game at least until next weekend. You're right. I think the game Sunday, Saturday would be a lot easier, but. And by the way, I know a lot of people who are high on Alabama tonight. My only concern is they may be at a disadvantage because of the injury to one of their top players. So, again, I want to also admit to you, Lee, I'm not a handicapper. I'm watching. I have. Do you know who's going to win, Randy? North Carolina. Okay, shouldn't have asked you.
Well, I will. Well, I'm a Florida Gator fan, but I will say I think Nate Oates is the best coach in the Southeastern Conference. Oh,
I
hate
agree
to say
with
that,
you.
But
I like Nate. I like Musselman, who is being wooed by somebody else right now, and I really like Golden as one of the rising stars in the game. Hey, thank you very, very much, Lee. Appreciate your call. Let's check in with Swamp Dog next.
Hello, Mr. Paul. Thank you for taking my call again.
Thank you.
I'm glad to be here. I want to change gears a little bit and talk to you a little bit about some baseball. Today's the opening day for the baseball season, you know. And I want to get your – I want to ask you kind of a trivia question about baseball. You see, I know you grew up on it, right? You like baseball.
Yeah, there's probably a good chance I won't be able to answer it, but go ahead.
Yeah. Well, I'm talking about the Atlanta Braves. That's my team. They got – postponed today. It is supposed
well, they
to
are they are the best team in baseball.
Well, you think that? I do too. I believe that. But in the early 70s, now when going back, I was 11 years old when this happened. They had three players on that one team that hit over 40 home runs each. And Hank Aaron was the low man on the pole there.
Really?
Do you know who the other two guys were?
I do not.
Well, if you heard of Davey Johnson?
I sure have.
He went on to be a great manager too.
He was a great manager.
Yeah. And the other guy was the third baseman named Darrell Evans.
I would have never guessed those two. And in 17 million years, did you have Randy?
No.
Yeah. Well, Aaron had 40 home runs, and Darrell Evans had 41, and Davey Johnson had 43 as the second baseman. I think that was a record for a second baseman at that time. And I don't know if you know this, but how many teams has had 40 three players hit over 40 home runs on the same team? I mean, that's kind of rare.
Another very important question I do not know the answer to. Thank you, Swamp Dog. Appreciate the trivia question. Are you ready for Bubba in North Carolina?
We're shaking, Paul, Randy. How y'all percolating today?
Bubba,
Pablo?
We're doing great. Thanks for checking in.
Hey, I want to recognize excellence when I see it. Do you remember the last call Jim made yesterday at the end of the show?
By all means, it was his finest moment on the show.
That was the best damn call Jim has ever made to the Paul Feinbaum show. That was excellence right there.
And for those who don't know what happened, I went to him and he didn't show up, which has been the story of his life.
No, Paul, he was trying to be a smart aleck. He was holding the phone up near the TV and trying to replay that big bunch of crap I-Man spewed out because he could hear it in the background.
You're right.
He was just trying to goad you with I-Man's call again.
Oh,
but honestly,
that
that's the best call Jim ever freaking made right there.
Well, I tried to be nice. I went right to him thinking that
I want to encourage everybody out there to congratulate Jim. And also encourage him to make more calls just like that. Y'all have a good day.
Thank you, Bub. And that was a great call. Rick is in Houston. You're on the air. Hello, Rick.
Hey, good afternoon, Paul. Hey, much appreciation out to Expired for rubbing a little salt in my wounds. But, man, I think I got shafted, Paul. I think people were voting for AJ Styles since you had him on yesterday, and that's the first time you've had a good AJ on in a long time.
Well said.
But hey, Paul, if I can, I'd like to brag about one of our former LSU guys. Paul Skeens is he's doing a thing this year where he's donating $100 for every strikeout he gets this year to the Gary Sinise Foundation.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, he's asking people to help support him in his mission to raise $100,000 for the foundation. Just wanted to put that out there. You know, the foundation does great work, and, you know, Paul Skeens loves our veterans and our first responders and everything, and I think that's a great thing. And to Matt, I'm praying for you. Brother, all I can tell you is, you know, all you can do is put one foot in front of the other and keep walking towards what you want to accomplish. There's people out here that we're thinking of you and we're praying for you.
Rick, that is a fantastic call. Thank you for doing that. Shane is up next. Hello, Shane.
Good afternoon, Mr. Paul.
Good afternoon.
Just wanted to talk about Tanner and Matt's call. Go Vols. Tomorrow, go Alabama tonight. I'm an SEC guy, but, you know, pray for Matt. But, you know, Tanner hit the nail on the head. I wanted to say it last week before the tournament started. You know, you do a great job. If these people don't like the show, you know, Jeff and Jim, they need to look in the mirror. They need to quit getting on you because this is the best show on planet Earth, period.
Well,
and what I'm going to
say. Yeah, I feel like it's a good show. I'm not sure I can agree with you on planet Earth, but it might be.
Maybe North America.
Often imitated, never do.
Yeah, but you know, the one thing that I always hear from those guys, Shane, they don't say, hey, like, this show is better. They just say that the old show was better because they were more prominent on the old show.
Well, prominent or not, Jeff from Ohio, Jim from Tuscaloosa, I just don't get them.
Well, Shane, there's a reason why you don't get them, because they're not easily gotten they're not easily gotten, but they are easily forgotten, not to be a rhyme expert here. Let's go to Morgan in Maryland. Hello, Morgan.
Hey, Paul. Greetings from Rockville, Maryland. How are you?
Great to have you. Thank you, Morgan.
Hey, Paul, I just wanted to, two things I wanted to chat with you about. One of which, on a very serious note, thoughts and prayers to those six workers that perished in the collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore.
What a tragedy!
And I would say for all of the citizens of our great country who support the defund the police, they need to think about and listen to the dispatches and the efforts that our law enforcement took to keep that bridge clear when that ship hit that bridge abutment. So thank you to law enforcement on that. And the second thing I want to talk about, Paul, and I nearly drove into the drainage ditch when I heard you say this on Tuesday, knowing that you and I share a passion and a degree from the University of Tennessee, otherwise known as UT, I was enjoying your recap of your visit out to Austin, Texas, and was shocked and dismayed to hear you refer to the University of Texas as UT. So I'm challenging us to figure out, now that they're in the same conference, how are we going to distinguish the University of Tennessee from the University of Texas?
Now, Morgan, if you and I could go off the record here for a second, I was, you know, we're in a welcoming mood right now with the University of Texas and Oklahoma. So I thought I would throw them a bone while they were paying attention, and we'll have the real UT debate a little bit later in the year.
Well, my suggestion, and of course it's totally objective, is the University of Tennessee, we'll just keep calling them what we always have, which is UT, and the University of Texas, we'll just call them UTA. How about that as an option?
Yeah, I think that's good. And I don't know. I mean, I think it's interesting because both schools have the same initials. Both schools favor the color orange. Different color, though. The burnt orange is a much different orange than the Tennessee orange. So I have a feeling that's going to be a pretty interesting rivalry.
Well, as I look at it, they're coming into our neighborhood.
Yeah.
So we can call them anything we darn well want to.
We're already ahead of them. We knocked them out of the NCAA tournament the other night.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much for acknowledging that. Hey, Paul, always a pleasure. Love your show. Go Vols.
You got it. Great to hear from you. I didn't realize I would be in trouble already for... We got another UT. We don't have any, but OU is not, there are no other OU, so we'll be in good shape with our friends in Norman. Why don't we do this? Take a break. We've had a busy show visiting both sites of the SEC regionals, both in Detroit and earlier in Los Angeles. We'll be right back taking your phone calls.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand-name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free. No insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/Paul. That's Hims.com/Paul for your personalized ED treatment options. Hims.com/Paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan. This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to JetsPizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
Welcome back to our program, and let's check in with Catherine in Florida. Hello, Catherine.
Hi, Paul. How you doing?
We are doing great.
Listen, I have like just three sort of quick things. The first pitch has just been thrown out for the MLB. Yanks are down 4-0 already.
Oh, wow.
Some I know. Some of us are going to be widows for the next 160-some days.
That's
because
funny.
I just can't get into baseball anymore after watching football and basketball. I was hoping for a Cinderella team in the March Madness. I really liked Oakland, but it's just been a fantastic tournament again. Every year you think, you know, this is the best, but this has really been a great one. But my question is, I'm trying to figure out Legend. I know he's been a caller, I get, for a long time, and I don't know whether he's an Alabama fan or an Auburn fan. I can't remember. Or and if he has an agenda when he calls. I mean, the longer he talks, the louder he gets, the faster he gets. And, you know, I'm like, by the time he's done, I'm totally exhausted. I mean, he, you know, all I get out of it is Black Hat, Brother, and Legends left the building.
Well, Catherine, so, let me help you with a couple of key facts.
Okay.
He is definitely an Alabama fan.
Okay.
And he has been calling about 15, 20 years.
Okay.
I don't know any caller that puts more into a call. I mean, it's like watching Elvis finish his concert. I mean, with the trilogy. It's exhausting because there's so much energy that goes into it. I don't know if I did that, I'm not sure I would be able to talk again the rest of the day, but he does.
Well, I mean, does he take something, or he's just, that's just his personality?
That I don't know. I think he is genuinely passionate about Alabama football, and that's not the only thing. He's a basketball fan. He has other.
Right.
He's a Colts fan. He's an Orioles fan.
Right. Uh huh.
Well, the thing I really love about Legend, he doesn't do anything halfway. I mean, it's you get the volumes on 12 every time he calls.
I have to take my TV and turn it down just a little bit because
I mean I used to hear very well until I started doing the show. I'd hate to have my hearing checked by an ENT right now.
Well, listen, thanks, Paul. As always, you're just the best, and you bring the best out in so many people, and we really appreciate it. So,
Catherine,
thank you very much.
That means a lot. You be well. You take care of yourself. And we go from a great call, and I love Catherine. She's one of my favorite people, to Elliot from Ohio.
Thanks for taking my call, Paul. I honestly think Legend's going to be completely lost without Nick Saban. I don't think he'll know what to do, but that's not why I'm calling.
And by the way, Elliot, really I am completely lost without Nick Saban.
I'm really calling.
I have
to talk
cried
about
myself
volunteers.
To sleep now for 68 straight nights.
I'm really calling to talk about the Blue Jays Volunteers game. I think the best thing your alma mater has going for it is that I've got Creighton going all the way to the final. And all my picks have been completely destroyed this year. So that's probably the best thing.
Listen, they nearly did it. I mean, they had a controversial call away from making the Final Four a year ago, and I'm sure that's in the back of their minds. I mean, they have a really good program. They beat Alabama this year. They have a lot of impressive wins.
They got that safety outside guard, and he's an outside shooter, and he's a rebounder. I think I made money on them earlier this year. I called in and picked them on your show earlier, way earlier. I've been for them all the way. But all kidding aside, I think I'm looking forward to see how far they go. I don't want to see Tennessee knocked out, but I would love to see them go pretty far.
Yeah, I mean, I think most Tennessee fans are thinking more about the Purdue game, but. It is by no means a slam dunk. Thank you very much for the call. Michael is up next. Hey, Michael. Michael, you there?
Hey, yes, sir. It's Michael.
Great to have you on board.
Hey, sir. All I'm going to say is if you get a new song this year.
Funny you asked that. It is currently being worked on to add the lyrics from Oklahoma and Texas.
All right, sir, listen, would he please put something about the gold in on it?
What was that again?
Nick Saban.
Oh, the goat. The goat, Nick Saban.
The goat.
I'll see if I can Taylor's an Alabama fan, so I don't think that will be too hard for him to do. Hey, thank you very much for the call. John is in College Station, Texas. Hello, John.
How you doing, Paul?
We are doing great.
I wanted to call earlier. You had somebody talking about Texas joining the SEC and referring to UT as the University of Tennessee in Texas. Well, here we call Texas TU, their Texas University. A&M is the University of Texas. We were established in 1876. They were established in 1888, so they were way younger than us.
So I was the one who referenced them as UT, and I got chastised by a Tennessee fan. So tell me what, I mean, what's the, TU is a put down, is it not?
Well, no, I mean, if they want to be a university in Texas, they can be Texas University, but
okay.
Texas A&M is the University of Texas.
Okay. Well, I certainly trust you on that. We apparently have a new debate that will be created. Thanks for the call. Stacy is up next.
Paul Feinbaum, how you doing?
We are doing great. Thank you for calling.
The flowers of the day goes to this person, and you guess who it is. They are a six-time All-Star, two-time ADL All-Star, two-time NCAA tournament champion, eight-time SEC regular season champion, three-time Naismith Person of the Year. Who am I talking about, Paul? Who get these flowers today, Paul?
Let's hear it.
You tell me who you think the person is.
Well, you lost me at hello, Stacy.
Ah, Paul, come on. Well, the person is the great, the queen of basketball, Dawn Staley. She gets the flowers of the day.
Well, that is fantastic. We'll make sure she gets them. We are up against a break, though, right now. Ainsley Lee joining us in a few minutes to give us the update on Auburn spring practice. We've covered most of the SEC teams, and we are back after this.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
We're back. Final 90 minutes of the show begins, and we head to Auburn, Alabama, as we continue to work our way through the SEC on spring football. I realize it's basketball time, but a lot of important news happening on the gridiron, and Ainsley Lee joining us from AL.com covers the Auburn Tigers. Thanks for being here, and give us, Ainsley, the theme so far of the spring. How's it going, and what Auburn fans are expecting? Good afternoon.
Was in my very first Alabama winter coming from Florida, but I mean here at Auburn in terms of the football program and kind of transitioning in that second chapter of Hugh Freeze's story, it's been a lot about accountability, and he's employed this what he calls the culture council. It's made up of 12 players, and he's really just trying to get a player-led team and a player-led program and player-led locker room. You know, there was a lot of There were a lot of undertones last season about maybe some disconnect within the team. And he set out to correct those really quick after that Music City Bowl loss way back in December. So that's certainly been the biggest takeaway so far, is just trying to get players really involved with one another and holding each other accountable and just getting the locker room back together.
Ainsley, as you know, that all sounds great in theory, but it's hard to characterize the epic disaster that was the end of the season with the last three games and the manner in which each one happened, especially the blown game against Alabama, which was on the coaches, the New Mexico State game, which was pretty much on everyone, and the no-show in the bowl game. What about the accountability of the coaches, namely Hugh Freeze?
Right, and straight out the gate, I remember sitting in the press conference of that game there in Nashville, the Music City Bowl, and Hugh says, I don't need anybody to tell me that I didn't get the job done, and so he took that on the chin. And I think, we saw the coaching changes that Auburn made in the offseason and bringing in a new offensive coordinator, two new defensive coordinators. And I think that was his take on, it didn't work the first time, like you said, certainly in the back half of the season. So let's get guys in here. The biggest thing for him were getting guys that he was familiar with and that he could trust into the building. And so he did that in the offseason. It's just a matter of time now to see if those new guys, those guys that he has that trust in, can get this thing back on the right path after, like you said, the last three games just kind of went south quick.
Ainsley, in terms of the buy-in, I realize a lot of this is guesswork because you're not in that locker room. You're talking to players when you can. You're listening to coaches when you can. But what is your assessment as we are about to turn into April and things start to get very serious for the next season?
Yeah, I think, again, going back to just kind of making this a player-led locker room, it seems like every guy that we've talked to has said that, that's helped a lot. The reports and of that process and of, having those player leaders or what have you in the locker room, they've helped a lot. And, the accountability was just that. I mean, that was the biggest thing. I mean, that was the biggest word we heard last season. And it seems like the buy-in on that front end of, hey, if you don't do your job, we're going to let you know you're not doing your job, and this is your role, and this is how we expect this role to be, handled. I think from that standpoint, the buy-in's there. You've got a lot of pressure on some freshman guys that are coming in, and that was supposed to be, Coach Freeze said from the very start that, his story is going to hinge on that 24 and 25 recruiting class. Well, the 24s are here now. We've talked to a couple of them, and they seem really bought in and excited about the role they can have, the impact they can have on the trajectory of this program.
We're a week away from the spring game. Can you pick up a vibe yet, other than the off-the-field issues? What's it look like on the field?
Sure. I mean, I think you start with the offense. The offense was such a roller coaster last year between having this weird quarterback rotation throughout much of the season and just a lot of passing struggles and things like that. And then you bring in Derek Nix to be the offensive coordinator out of Ole Miss. And all the offensive guys seem to really like him and take to him. And, we've talked to Peyton Thorne, who's, the incumbent starter. And Coach Freeze says it's his job to lose this spring. And Thorne seems confident in what the goal of the offense is. I think Coach Nix says, it's the goal is to be a fundamentally efficient scoring machine, right? And so that's what they're looking to do offensively. Defensively, again, you've got two, you got a new scheme again. And so a lot of these older guys are trying to take the younger guys under their wing and say, hey, this is, when we're installing this and that. Fortunately, it seems like the defense seems to be a simple. That's the two words we've heard describe this defense now is simple and allows the guys to play with a lot of freedom. And so that seems to be a positive for those guys, again, as they look to install that new defense. So, it'll be interesting to see what the product on the field looks like come the spring game next week. Obviously, those are always hard to get a good feel depending on how that game is actually structured. We're still waiting the details on that. It'll be interesting next week to see kind of what gets put on the field.
Finally, Ainsley, and I realize sometimes you can't know this because some of these guys are just now being seen for the first time, but great recruiting class by Hugh Freeze. He needed to. Is there anybody or any one or two people on that on that list of incoming freshmen that you hear buzz about that may be difference makers down the road?
Yeah, I mean, it's an easy answer, and it starts with that five-star wide receiver in Cam Coleman, who was committed to Texas A&M for the longest time and then flipped back in early December. We actually talked to him for the first time today a couple hours ago. He's one of those guys that seems really, really bought in, but, you know, he's the guy that before we had an opportunity to talk about him, everybody wanted to know, you know, what's this guy like and what's this guy like? And Coach Free says, you know, we look different on offense when he's on the field. Marcus Davis, the wide receiver coach, says, man, like, dude's a sponge. He just wants to eat it all up and learn. And so that way he's ready to go come the first game in the fall. And all the players kind of echo that. And I mean, you walk out on the spring practice field and you can't miss him. I mean, he's 6'4", 6'3". Along those lines, and about 190 pounds, and just kind of, you know, really stands out for a freshman. And so he's a guy I think on the offensive side Auburn really needed. And he's, when you ask about freshmen, I mean, I think you can't talk about Auburn's, you know, freshman class without talking about Cam Coleman.
Spring game, a week and 2 days away. Ainsley, thank you very much. Ainsley Lee from AL.com as we get a report on the Auburn Tigers. We head to the break. Plenty of time for your phone calls on what has been a busy show with so much concentration on both tonight and tomorrow night's NCAA Sweet 16. We're back right after this.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
It looks like a beautiful night in Starkville, Mississippi. The Gators at Mississippi State get it together coming up here shortly. Wesley is in Louisiana. Good afternoon, Wesley. Thanks for the call.
Thank you, Paul. Legend called yesterday was making fun of LSU's pro day. Ha, ha, ha. LSU won't win nothing, or Brian Kelly won't win nothing, especially when with those guys. And I still remember him laughing when LSU hired Orgeron and won a national championship. I don't think this guy's guessing is quite as good as the narcissist itself he thinks does. What do you think?
Well, I happen to be a big fan of Brian Kelly, and anyone who's laughing at what LSU had on that pro day yesterday didn't understand the talent that was on that practice field. Thanks so much for the call. Do appreciate it. Derek is in Georgia. Hey, Derek, go right ahead. Derek, you there? Tom is in Charleston on the air. Hello, Tom.
Hey, Paul.
Hey there. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you, and great show, Paul.
Thank you very much.
And I wanted to ask you if you've are familiar with a really good basketball analyst, in my opinion, Debbie Antonelli.
Not only am I familiar with her, I know her. She has been in and out of our studio here many, many times, and she is phenomenal.
She really is fantastic. And I know Debbie, and what made me think of her, besides this time of year, is she is really walks the talk and raises a lot of money for Special Olympics.
Well, I didn't realize that.
And she really does, and she does a great job with that and the life program at Clemson and for special needs people. And I just thought with Matt, too, I thought those two are just connected well, and she would be a great person to have on your show, I would think.
Well, Tom, I appreciate it. Yeah, I mean, I used to see, you know, Debbie, I used to see her all the time, and then she, when she started doing the tournament for CBS, I didn't see her as much, but fantastic suggestion, and I'm deeply appreciative of you making that point. Thank you very, very much. Let us continue. Dennis is in Tennessee. Hello, Dennis. Go right ahead.
Hello, Paul. How you doing?
We are doing great. Thank you.
Hey, I got the UT logo scenario figured out.
Okay. Let it rip.
We want to be good stewards and welcome them and honor their wishes. So we're going to honor them and call them UT. But then again, we want to honor our own team, too. We're going to call them the real UT. So we'll have real UT and UT.
Well, my feeling is this, Dennis. UT Knoxville was here in this league before UT Austin. So I feel like we ought to go ahead and just plant the flag and be done with it.
Oh, I agree. And the other thing I wanted to mention, too, you remember Rodney Woods?
Of course.
That was a point guard during the Ernie and Bernie.
Oh yeah.
Era, see?
Of course.
He'd been coaching high school up in Monticello, Kentucky, for Wayne County High School for 38 years.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah, and he got fired yesterday.
Oh man, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, he apparently. His wife, 10 years ago, was on a board that made a selection for a superintendent that didn't make it to this guy's wishes. So in Kentucky, the director of schools can hire and fire at their wishes.
Well, that is too bad because you're right. I mean, Rodney coached. I do remember Rodney very well. He coached. I mean, imagine coaching for 37 years.
Yeah,
that's really
38 years. He coached up there, 781 wins.
To that is amazing. I am sorry to hear that because I do. You probably heard me talk too much about being at school with those guys, and it was a special time.
Oh, yeah. 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 All righty. I just thought
thanks, Dennis, thanks for sharing that. I'm sorry to hear it, but I hope he can bounce back, even though he probably doesn't want to at this point in his life. Thank you very, very much for the call, and let's check in with Christian next in Miami. Hey, Christian.
Hey, Paul.
What's up?
I have a question about the Florida Gators and Billy Napier.
Shoot.
How do you think Billy Napier will be next year?
Well, I think the team will be better, but the ultimate question is they need to be significantly better for him to get all the critics off his back.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
What do you think? You're down in Miami.
Yeah, I'm originally from Gainesville.
I think you know Mertz is a really good quarterback. They have the Lagway. Is coming in, and I think he has a chance to be fantastic. Yeah. But is he going to make a difference in time? And will he convince people that the future is bright? And, you know, I'll spare you the schedule because everybody knows what their schedule is.
Yeah. I feel like if we had a different coach instead of Billy Napier, Graham Mertz could get that production and be better than he is now.
Yeah, I'm really eager to see Billy in a couple of weeks because I haven't really heard much of what he's had to say. He's in a very difficult spot. Well, really good to hear from you. Thank you for the call, and you take care of yourself. Tim is up next in Kentucky. Hey, Tim.
Hey, what's going on, Paul?
We are doing great. Thank you.
I've just been sitting here thinking I'm rooting for Tennessee and Alabama to move on, but if Tennessee wins, you think all them guys will retire finally?
I'm not sure, but you know, Tennessee, I think Creighton is tough. Purdue is the game that I'm intrigued by, and I realize you have to get to that game first, but I think that in Purdue they're playing a team that so far has been possessed in the NCAA tournament. Thank you very much for the call. Handsome Joe is up next.
Roll Tide, roll, Paul Feinbaum. And, hey, good show today, Paul. Hey, I couldn't call in yesterday. I was up in Nashville having tests done.
Oh, okay, you know, so what's going on with you right now?
Well, they're just doing some more MRIs and things on my... Anyway, I don't want to go on all my health issues.
Well, anyway, we don't want to read your x-rays. We just want to make sure you're okay.
Oh, yeah. As far as I know, everything's still, you know, still same as it was. So that's good.
Good.
So that's very good news, Paul. And hey, I've just noticed that Yankees is coming back, Paul. It's 4-3 now. So Yankees got a couple more runs on the board.
Now this game
so
is in Houston,
they're
right?
Coming back. Yeah, at Houston. Yeah, they're playing Astros and the A's.
That's not exactly the easiest opening game for the Yankees, but it's a good thing they didn't play in New York because I think it would have been rained out.
Right, yeah, you're right. It probably would have been, Paul. But anyway, I want to say this about Matt in San Antonio. Look, Matt, we all love you, man, but what Squirrel said today was some very good – in fact, that's good advice for all of us, not just for Matt, but what Squirrel had to say today, that's good advice for pretty much everybody, Paul. And you know that. I mean, nobody's perfect. We all got things going on in our life. You just can't let it drag you down. You know what I mean? I mean,
I'm glad you said that, Joe, because I've dealt with it myself. I've had family members, and everyone always says, you know, if it hadn't been for this – I would have done that. Well, at some point you have to overcome that, as difficult as it may be.
Right, and you know, like I've got some family that's pretty much disowned me. And
yeah,
for what
no,
reason?
Listen, I don't, we don't have time to go through my family history.
Oh no, but I think
Netflix is doing the documentary though, coming out in October.
Right, and people that ain't good to you, just stay away from them. You know,
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.